we're talking about loneliness in football, and from my side of view, it must be a lonely job because everybody will point at you and say, it's Ted's fault, Ted is to blame if anything goes wrong. And probably you're not going to get a lot of shoulder pats from if you do anything good. So how does it feel to have your position?
If you can't stand this, you can't be in this job. Success have a lot of fathers, as we know. And if you lose, you're alone. But that goes for goalkeepers and so on. You have to take decisions, and that's what it's about in this job. Football is not a science, so I always say, this is my vision, this is my idea. It's not necessarily the truth, but I have to release you. That's what I said to Colin Todd, at least. And because it's more easy in, let's say, athletics. You say, okay, you have to run 10-2. If somebody runs in 10-3, he's too slow. That's facts. Football is opinion. It's not a vision. It's an opinion and it's an idea. And and with the tough decisions, then everybody leaves you. Everybody leaves the room. Nobody likes to give the bad news. Well, that's why I'm here, to play the bad guy.
How does it feel emotionally to be the one who has to always be
the tough guy?
Yeah,
that depends. If things go well in football, everybody feels comfortable. There's a big difference. We are just a company like the Danske Bank, for instance, but we live with the result. You can feel it also in the office, in the staff of the office, that there's a different atmosphere now. We didn't lose for 8 weeks. So the atmosphere is more relaxed, it's more loose. If it's not, then it's tensed everywhere. You feel it, you feel. When Yuri and me, we worked in Cyprus, it was even on the streets. You know, when it went well, it was impossible to pay in a restaurant. Everybody dragged you in their restaurant. They want you to eat there. But if we lost, they weighted us with stones. You know, when the bus came back from an away game, you played with our pride. You know, it's like that. So everywhere it's a bit different. Here the people's more cool. You can walk on the streets here, and it's not like other countries where everybody wants to take a selfie with you, and if they don't want, then you know that you're lonely again. Yeah, but that comes with the job.
So you can walk on the street here with no problem. And are you going into the city at night, example?
No. I work too hard to have the time for that. But of course I do the shopping here and the people, they're happy. They tell you that they're happy that we won in some games or not. But actually life is pretty cool and it's very relaxed here. So
nobody tells you anything bad to your face. It's only if they have something good to say.
Well, yeah, in the face for sure. In the face for sure. But that's mostly in the most countries like that. But it's, I think, in every job you're in an executive position, that you have this kind of loneliness. You are the one who have to take the decision. You listen to everybody. You try to do the best thing for, but it's not possible to please everyone. It's also in signing new players, for instance. Ask 100 people and they come with 85 names. I mean, and you can only take one. So you have to take a decision one day. And in the end, we will find out if it was the right one.
Are you afraid that you're going to be made a scapegoat if it goes wrong? If we're not going to get back into the Superliga?
No, not at all. I'm not scared to that at all. If they want, they do. But the people here, we know it is a big project, and from the start we knew it is a 3-year project, which sometimes you can do in 2 years, but probably it takes 3 years to totally rebuild a club.
So you promise you're going to stay here for 3 years?
No, I didn't say that. I already did a year, so that leaves two. And you never know. The only thing I always say is, you'll never know. Ask about loneliness. The thing is, You're never alone, but sometimes you're lonely.